Welcome back to Raw Vegan Lens. I'm your host, Sherry Michelle. Let's go. This is day one of me doing the grape cure again. Except this time, I'm not working super hard because I'm not at the airport. I'm working at home, so there shouldn't be any problem in continuing. When I was doing really physically demanding work, I could only go 5 days on the grape cure. And I have some issues I want to heal. I've been oil pulling for a really sensitive gum line, probably a cavity there. But I've gotten rid of these things before, so I have high hopes. It's really sensitive. Anytime I eat anything sweet, it flares up. So I've been oil pulling a lot, but I think the grape cure will help with this because there's mention of dental issues in the book. I also have my fingers getting knobby with, I think it's osteoarthritis. I forgot, I looked it up. Anyway, the distal joint, my middle finger and my index finger, I mentioned last podcast, they're getting these knobs on them and I think they're really ugly. And I don't want arthritis. Who does? Let's get rid of that. Still have the myasthenia gravis. Want to get rid of that for sure. I don't want to be dealing with autoimmune issues or muscle weakness, anything like that. I just want it out of my life. And I was listening to an interview on Jillian Barry's podcast with Mimi Kirk. I think I listened to all three of them yesterday. And she was saying she has these things. She's just not showing symptoms. I'm fine with that. Let's do that. Just get rid of the symptoms. And of course, diabetes. So, like I say, I reversed it 5 times within the last year. So this is going to be my 6th try to like reverse it and keep it reversed instead of slipping back into old habits. So I was raw for a day and my fingers felt so much better just after 1 day raw. So they're stiff and a little sore when I clench a fist, you know. So I wanted to keep going, of course, and Gabe asked me out to breakfast. And he's a good guy. He really is. I just have a really hard time with stuff like this. And I have gone out to breakfast before and just eaten fruits. I know I'm capable. I guess I just wanted to jump ship in that moment. And I didn't answer right away. I think I'm crazy, but I ordered these bracelets because I thought, I need Wonder Woman bracelets. So when I'm faced with something like that, I can just like, pew, pew, you know, like it'll bounce off my Wonder Woman bracelets. And really, it's just a mental thing. A reminder, like wearing a reminder. Like I have my don't quit ring on and I have my fish rings on. But I don't know how much jewelry I think it takes to remind myself of why I'm doing this. It's a silly thing. But if I can mentally, like, I don't know, remind myself, have some little tricks. It's tough. It's tough to remember your whys in the heat of the moment. And you know what? I'm your canary in the coal mine. I'm not, obviously, the poster child for raw food. I love diners. I love the food I grew up on. I love this diner. It's called Honey Bear. It was my niece's favorite. It's at the end of our block. We don't go there very often at all, but It's a really special place, and yeah, that's why I felt like, okay, let's up the ante, let's try the grape cure again, because it just takes a lot of choices off of my plate, so to speak. So, and he knows when I'm doing the grape cure, because the fridge is full of grapes. So, I mean, I'm sure he knew I was raw, and it's not his fault. It's What's interesting is we both regretted the decision on the way back. Like, we had a great time. The food was delicious, of course, but we both felt awful when we left there. I said, you know, I shouldn't feel disabled when I leave a restaurant. This is no good. And I didn't want to complain because it's very sweet of him to, you know, invite me, but he was also feeling pretty rough. We did talk the other day about running together, and I got really psyched because he's never wanted to exercise together. Like, whatever time of day I wanted to do it, he didn't want to do it. And that was always his thing. But he admitted, like, we have to start moving. Because we'd seen his parents, and it's always, like, kind of a wake-up call. They're only 30 years ahead of us. And, you know, I just feel like we're right behind them, and they're giving us this big preview. And it's a little scary. Between his dad's Parkinson's and his mom's not getting along around very well. And they've both had a number of surgeries, knees, hips, that kind of thing. So we talked about running, and he was on board. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. I mean, we don't have to go far. We can do walk a block, run a block, like when I started training. But already he's not sounding very excited about it. So, because I said, let's set a goal date of what day do you want to start? How about Sunday? Since we're both off then. And he was like, well, we'll see like how my foot feels. And it's like, oh no, your gout's acting up. And he's like, well, no, but I just don't know if it's the best thing for it. And it's like, oh man, I'm already losing him on this. Ugh. So yeah, frustrated. He did give me, he was making a smoothie, and he gave me a glass, which was very sweet, and it was delicious. And I thought, oh, that's a step in the right direction. He was making a smoothie for himself. So I can only control what's in my own hula hoop, and I have to accept that he may never want to exercise with me, so may never want to run with me. So I'm still going to try to get him to go Sunday, but if he doesn't, I need to go. And by Sunday, I will have been on the grape cure for several days, so I'll be feeling good. I hate running when I'm not raw. When I am raw, I like running. It feels totally different. It feels very light and good. When I'm not raw, it feels like I have cinder blocks on my feet. When we went to see Gabe's parents, his mom said something that's really just haunted me. His aunt was visiting, and everyone was talking, and they were talking about how it was such a good decision for them to move into the senior living community and out of their house and sell their house. And I just keep quiet about that because I know how hard it was on his mom. And she said, well, if it was the right decision, why am I so unhappy? And they just kind of thought, well, she's still unhappy about the house. So they kept talking amongst themselves. And I said, well, why do you think you're unhappy? She's like, I don't know. And I said, well, if you could have anything right now, what would it be? And she said, I'd be 20 years younger. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And she goes, that's not a lot. And I was like, no. That's how aging is working out for her. Like, she just feels rough. And she's going to be 83, so she just wants to feel 63. And here I am at 53. She wants to feel 10 years older than I am right now. It was just such I was stunned. Because, I mean, I feel 20 years younger when I eat raw. When I'm raw, yeah, my body feels a lot different. I'm not stiff and sore, and I feel lighter, and you know, there's just so many benefits. But I just thought, man, this is just right around the corner for us, and I don't know, it's just really stuck with me. I wanted to talk to you guys about the sound of this podcast. If it's annoying to you that it's tinny and you'd rather I not record on my phone, maybe you should let me know. But it's so convenient. Sometimes I think this is why I'm still at this, because I can, at a moment's notice, quick sit down and do a podcast and just using my phone. And if I up the ante and improve the sound quality, that means I'm committed to recording on my laptop with the good microphone plugged in and all of that. And, you know, I can set that up easily enough. It just doesn't let me do things on the fly as easily. So I just thought I'd run that by you. I love my freedom. And recording on my phone all this time has given me a lot of freedom, the podcast. I felt also like, back to what she said and where I am with like slipping up over and over again, I felt like I needed something to really draw a line in the sand. I always think I really mean it. I'm really done. I'm really ready. But I've broken so many promises to myself. It's, I don't have to tell you. Maybe why you're here, to see if I ever actually succeed at this. In other news, something very exciting happened with my trading, where I have access to things that I didn't think I would. And so that's really big. I just have a lot going on right now. Now that I'm not working at the airport anymore, I'm doing a little TikTok shop. I'm reading The Grape Cure on TikTok. I'm doing the viral envelopes because I just figured, why not? Like, I really trust the people that have been talking about them that I've been tuning into. And I just figured, what have I got to lose? Some time if it doesn't work out. But I think it's going to work out. It'll be interesting to see either way. It's just kind of a big experiment right now. I'm doing The Grape Cure. Of course, this is just day one, but that'll be very interesting to see how that unfolds. And then I've got you guys, the podcast. It's a lot to juggle. Like, the day is never long enough, but I'm getting better. You know, some things that I'm doing right, I'm still getting up early to meditate. I meditate for an hour. I got up at 4 again this morning. Meditated for an hour, listened to the first 3 minutes of Beethoven's 7th, which is supposed to be energetically really powerful, according to Bashar. Kind of all over the place today with this podcast, but I also listened to it's a self-hypnosis I've been listening to by Jake Ducey, and so I just get a really good start in the morning. Like, energy is really great. I'm up early. I've meditated for an hour, which I feel is really powerful. I've been doing Project 369 journaling again, staying actually on track with that. I'm doing all the things except moving. I have not been moving enough. I've been sitting too much, which is a big change from my job that I just left. So I need to get on that. I think I'm going to have a clear, sharp mind, though, in just a matter of days. I think things are getting more clear, coming into more focus. We'll see. I pureed my grapes today. And then realized after I had the whole bag of grapes that I pureed, that I probably should have paced myself a little bit with it instead of drinking it all at once. So I'll do that a little differently tomorrow. Sometimes I just wish I could maybe talk to Gabe about what he has to gain. It's not like he doesn't support me in being raw. But if I could show him what he has to gain, like, And it's, yes, he's losing his food buddy, his diner buddy, his, you know, late night treats buddy. But I think he gains a happier me, a better version of me, a less ADHD version of me. So many things. But sometimes I think he likes me sedated and needing him more. Because I'm too scattered, because I'm eating junk. I was thinking about, if you ever saw the movie When a Man Loves a Woman with Andy Garcia and Meg Ryan. She's an alcoholic. And she has this monologue about how he liked picking up the pieces. I don't think Gabe really, I mean, he's a therapist, but I don't think he likes picking up the pieces, but I think he feels better when I need him more. And when I'm a pretty fiercely independent person. And I think, especially because I've taken off and solo traveled for a year before, that he's always a little worried that I'll do that again. And if I have my shit together, the odds are better that I'll want to go off and do something like that. I mean, I don't have the urge to do that right now. I do love traveling, though. I think it would be a perfect life just to travel all the time, really. I was watching some of Kara and Nate's videos today, actually, their Mexico Baja trip. If you haven't watched Kara and Nate, they're my absolute favorite YouTubers, and they travel full time, and it just is really inspiring. Sometimes I think that someone more adventurous like that is a better fit for me. And that someone who's more of a homebody is a better fit for him. And maybe you're in the same situation. And if you are, I'd love to hear from you. You can always email me at sherry.michelle@gmail.com. It's always kind of that question in the back of my mind. But then I just always tell myself that it's me. I'm the problem. It's my own flawed personality. But there's a little voice that's like, no, you were born this way. This is who you are. And you're a nomad at heart. I have two parents, had two parents who had serious case of wanderlust, you know. I come by it very naturally. And his parents loved to travel when they were younger, like when they first were dating and first married. They traveled all over Europe. He does have a bit of a sense of adventure. He does like to explore. I don't know why I always go back to this. Sometimes I think that, well, I think about where I would be had I not gotten back together with him and we hadn't moved in. Like, I don't regret it. We've had a lot of fun and so many great things, experiences together. And but where I was before I moved in with him, I'd been raw for like 8 months. Granted, I did that with the support of an online group. I had my best super sprint triathlon. I was in the best shape I'd been in a long time. I was loving running. I was really loving running. I was a minimalist, and I really liked living that way. I'm telling you, I'm a nomad at heart. Sorry, there's so much dead air, so much silence in this podcast today. I'm just in a funky place, and I wanted to make sure I touch base with you guys this week. But sometimes I just feel like a broken record, like it's the same issues over and over again, and I hate to put you guys through that. But at the same time, if I'm not going to be honest about where I am and what I'm going through, what's the point? Right now, I'm really hungry. I need to have some grapes. The first day is always really hard because it's so easy to turn back and be like, I'll try it again tomorrow. And that's exactly what I feel like doing right now. Ugh. But where does it end? It's, you know, I'm Sisyphus. I'm just pushing this boulder up this hill over and over and over and over again. When it doesn't have to be that way. I remember Melissa Maris. I did a coaching session with her, and just the thing that really stands out was her saying, you know, how bad do you want it? I think it depends on the time of day. Honestly, I feel like two different people who are fully aware of each other. So it's not, I don't have multiple personality disorder, but a lot of times I think it has to do with blood sugar too. And I should check it right now just to see where it is, because maybe it is when it's really low. That's when I feel like throwing in the towel. Yeah, I should go check that. I'm sending you guys big hugs. Thanks for being here today. I know it wasn't exactly inspiring, but I appreciate it. I appreciate being able to come here and just be honest and be myself and I guess I need to know, like, do I not believe that I can do this? Do I not believe I can do this on my own? Even doing it with super strict online support was hard. But what's the alternative, you know? There's this woman, Vicky Sheeran, who she does the fasting focused lifestyle. She's awesome. And for her, that is the answer. But when I think about it, it's like, yes, I've done fasting. I think fasting is awesome. But you can't fast forever, obviously. Fasting does heal. Fasting does some incredible things. And I know that firsthand. But those foods that you are eating, say you're doing OMAD, you're fasting, you're eating one meal a day. If you're just eating the standard American diet, but just once a day, like how healing is that really? I cannot seem to let go of the incredible healing powers of raw food. Like, just, you're not giving your body more to heal, more to work on when you eat raw. You're supporting it. And I just cannot let go of that. And at the same time, I can't seem to stick to it. And part of me is saying, you should not have done a podcast today. You are not in a good place to be doing a podcast today. But life is not all rainbows and lollipops. And I am who I am. And I'm going through a challenging time. I'm very happy that I'm free of a job that was really feeling toxic to me. And I'm very happy that I have a lot more choices now and I have more time and I can pour energy into things that matter to me. But I always take on too much. Always. One of the biggest challenges with ADHD is that time management is a real struggle because you want to do so many things and there's only so many hours in the day. So you really have to choose what's most important to you. I mean, everyone does to some extent, but we have a real blind spot with how many hours are in a day and how long things really take. Gabe and I have talked about this a lot. I'm sure sometimes he feels invisible because I'm juggling so many things. Well, I know I'm doing the best I can do with today. I've done the best I can do. I'm going to walk Jebby. I'm going to drop some things in the mail. And I'm going to eat some grapes. Thanks for listening. Love you guys.